This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's the DJV program. Welcome to another round, another edition, another day, another dollar. Well, in our case, maybe 50 cents. Oh, wait a minute. 50 cents? He's going to be on the program later on. Wow. That'll be exciting. You all want to have a little word or two or three? Who wants to be the first to interview 50 cents? What about you, Victoria?
It's 50 cents.
It's, yes,
50 cents is probably like someone not related to him. He's from the
really?
Sense family.
He's got sense enough to have more than 50 cents. Maybe that's the deal. There's Jennifer Horn. She's with us. Victoria Keelan is there, and so is Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. In a moment, we're going to talk about what's going on south of the border, down Mexico way. But first, attention gamblers. This is kind of like the blue light special for gamblers, Jennifer. Yes?
I think you can just gamble on anything. If you're a degenerate and you want to spend your money, Vegas odds makers will take it. And so if you are into watching debates and politics like I am, I probably won't vote for one of the Democratic candidates, but I certainly will watch both Wednesday
Ooh,
and Thursday night debates.
Hold on. Let's just take note of that. She probably won't. She didn't
you never
say
know. It's a long year.
Categorically, yeah, that she would. Oh, that's very interesting. Okay. All right.
So there's a website called sportsbetting.ag, and they are offering a lot of prop bets on the first debates for both Wednesday and Thursday. Now, they don't want you to pick a candidate that's going to win because, well, everybody has their own idea about who wins debates. No, what they want you to bet on is whether or not Joe Biden will hug one of his female co-candidates on stage. You can put a bet on whether or not he hugs Kamala Harris, Kirsten Gillibrand, or Marianne Williamson, who will all share the stage with him. Odds of Biden showing affection are minus 150, basically, meaning you need to wage 150 to win $100. So they're saying odds are that Joe Biden will hug up one of these women. The odds of Biden keeping his hands are to himself mean that you can put a $100 wager down and you'll get 120 back. Other fun bets include candidates dropping curse words. You can bet on that. You can do withdrawals from the whole race. That seems like a long shot during the debates. Apologies if any candidate will utter certain words like climate change or concentration camp. Trump's presence also will be felt at the debate because he's going to be tweeting. So you can wager how many times the candidates will say Trump. There are over-unders on that bet. Right now the over-under is at 20. So if they mention his name more than 20 times, if the candidates will say the word impeach, you can do an over-under on that. And then you can also bet on what Trump will tweet about the candidates. You can wager which candidate he'll mention by name first. Many people think, or the odds makers think, it'll probably be Elizabeth Warren, that he will call her Pocahontas. And you can also guess how many times he'll talk about sleepy Joe Biden. Right now, the under-over is at 1.5. So lots of fun prop bets. If you're into watching these debates, you can give yourself a little something to root for.
And so, ladies, what's your bet? Victoria, how much are you putting up for your favorite candidate? I don't know that we figured out what you're
thinking about. I'm not a gambler.
Thinking about.
Yeah.
And you
don't
have a favorite
don't bet
candidate?
On any of that stuff, no.
Do you have any favorite candidates?
No, actually, I'm really looking forward to watching the debates because there are so many people. Well, there are so many people, but I also really don't know anything about a lot of them, and so I'm kind of interested. If I were going to be a gambler with this, my bet would be that out of the two nights, the standout in the debates is going to be Mayor Pete. Because I think that he's I think he's really impressive. I don't think he's going to win, but I do think that he probably will be the one person that people end up talking about the most.
Setting himself up for down the road a piece, perhaps.
Could be, yep.
Yeah. His next stop is governor of Indiana before he becomes...
I just think that he's really, every time I've seen him interviewed, I think he's just really impressive with the way that he answers. He never gets flustered. I think that in a debate situation, he might be the standout.
May I share the thoughts that I've had about Buttigieg? Buttigieg? Buttigieg?
Buttigieg.
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 Okay, so here's a man from South Bend, Indiana, which is fairly close to Chicago, but yet it's a very important part of Indiana. Same state Mr. Pence is from. And look at the difference. It shows you how really interesting our country is. We're made up of lots of different parts and pieces and people, that a fellow can be that prominent in that state, where we have a vice president who is very prominent as well, who comes from a different part of the state, admittedly further south to the central part of the state, who has such a radically different view of what the world ought to be. And yet the two of them are from the same state. I think it shows the diversity, dichotomy, whatever is the word you want to come up with, but I think it's very interesting and is worthy of note. Thus, I have mentioned it and made it worthy of note. Kara, what about you? Pick anybody in that bunch that you think would be worth your consideration at this point?
No. I'm very interested in seeing what they all have to say, because I think an important thing to me is seeing, you can tell a lot about a person by the way they interact with other people.
That's
and
true.
So it's one thing to read, you know, what they believe in on paper. It's another to hear them explain it and, mm-hmm. you know, whether they'll actually be able to enforce that thing if they're elected president. So I feel like at this point I don't really know much about them, so I'll be interested to watch. The one thing, I'm not a bettor either, but if I was going to bet, I would bet over on 20 times that Trump is mentioned. 20 seems kind of low.
Yeah,
so if we're counting across two nights with like 30,000 candidates, all of them just have to mention him once in order to get 20 in there. So I'm going over on that one.
My prediction is that Elizabeth Warren is going to continue surging after tonight, because she's a little bit of an opportunity. It seems like the main stage is going to be Thursday night. That's Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, a lot of the higher tiered candidates. Mayor Pete will all be debating against each other on Thursday. Tonight, Elizabeth Warren is going to be in there with Amy Klobuchar and Cory Booker and some relatively unknown people that I think will be introduced to America for maybe the first time. So I think Elizabeth Warren has an opportunity, because I think she's going to stand out. I also think, and again, not a huge Elizabeth Warren fan, but if everybody that I've heard speak so far, she actually has policy, and so and she actually will go to that policy and talk about it. So I think that she is actually probably going to be the headline, at least from tonight, that we see. I think she'll have a big opportunity to stand out without getting bogged down by the Biden-Bernie cloud that will probably hang over Thursday night.
The cloud. All right, so that's that story. If you're a bettor or you're interested in what's going on tomorrow, I'm sure we'll talk about what happens tonight. Meanwhile, what happened last night was the Mexicans sent 15,000 troops to the border with the U.S. 15,000 to their northern border to stop illegal immigration into our country. There's a news conference. The Secretary of Defense in Mexico told reporters 15,000 soldiers and National Guard members have been deployed. They have the same sort of setup as we do to the U.S.-Mexican border. They say the move is part of their effort to stem the flow of immigrants from Central America toward the U.S. So then why wouldn't they put the troops on their southern border
Announcement is 15,000. Well, they've got 15,000 troops on their southern border, and they have 15,000 troops on our southern border. That's actually what's going to help, is that they're going to be able to facilitate the flow of traffic at our border, but hopefully those 15,000 troops will be able to stem the tide a bit. And they also, while we were sleeping, the House passed $4.5 billion in emergency funding, which earlier in the day at the White House is what Trump had been asking for, because they need more money for supplies. This is not to necessarily fix any problems of immigration, but it's going to provide more supplies and resources for the people who are being held at the border, at our border.
Do you realize that just one country, Guatemala, responsible for more than 200,000 people trying to get into our country, traveling through Mexico? 200,000 have been apprehended at the border in the last few months. That country is the largest, single largest source of migrants coming into the U.S. Wow.
And there are some...
El Salvadorians, Ecuador. Yeah, go ahead.
The Guatemalan situation is really, really bad. A friend of mine who's been doing pro bono legal work at the border has only been dealing with Guatemalan families, and she said the conditions and the things that they've been through are really... She said it would just make anyone just burst into tears, and she has often. She said it's so horrible. And it's way worse than what Mexicans have been through.
They've made
the
choices.
That's not true at all. That's not true.
Of course it is. They made a choice to come up here.
No. I'm talking about what they've gone through in Guatemala.
Oh, I thought you were talking
about why they're coming to the border.
Yeah.
No. The situation in Guatemala, she said, is so bad that it's not being covered on the news. People just don't even realize how bad it is.
News media is not the news media. But how about this for an idea, then? If we are trying to stem the... So we've done this with other countries, other parts of the world, help them out, give them some foreign aid. How much does anybody know what how much money do we give them? How much?
I don't know what the total is, but I know one of the things that Trump did is he started taking back some of the money because he's like, you guys are not fixing the problems. It's corrupt. They're taking it, using it at the top, and they're not passing it out.
Just like half the other countries we give money to.
That's right.
The people that lead them take the dough, and the locals find or see none of the benefits of it. Okay. Also, with regard to the border security issue, recent reports that hundreds of migrant children being held in dangerous and dirty conditions at the border, people trying to donate supplies to help out, but the Border Patrol seems to be turning away the donations. I wonder why that is. Local residents in Texas trying to donate things like diapers and soap and toothpaste and medicine in McAllen, Texas, and Clint, Texas, to border crossing areas, but the paper says down there, local paper says the agents have been declining the donations or ignoring them. Why would that be? Attorneys and researchers.
No, I read an article about it, and I had heard there was some legal reason that they couldn't take it, or for whatever reason, I can't remember. It seems ridiculous.
It doesn't know, whatever the reason is, it is.
It's
ridiculous.
Stupid. Yeah,
it's the same as not being able to give homeless people in New York or any other city restaurant food that's left over. Who the hell thinks of these things?
That's why it was so important that this bill passed, and thankfully it did. The House passed $4.5 billion.
But why should the taxpayer foot the bill if there's somebody willing to give things to help these children and these families? This is asinine.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, that's for sure.
It sure as heck doesn't. That is for sure. Oof, food for thought. Here's something else to think about with the food department. If you've been eating too much and you are getting heavy, or you've been heavy and you're trying to lose the weight and you're trying to moving into your consciousness something, some product, some way to lose weight that is healthy. You can see all these keto diets. How many different keto diets are there? I was talking to one of our doctors, Jack Stockwell, about that yesterday. Every time you turn around, I thought it was just one. But apparently, there are different versions of keto everywhere. And they work, just like all the others. They work to help you get the weight off. But then, how do you keep the weight off? Who or what helps you to keep the weight off? And the answer to that is only one product. That's it. One product. It's Calitrin, which is the healthiest choice because it's an all-natural weight loss formula, which will allow you to lose the weight steadily, consistently over 4, 5, 6 months, and then you keep it off. You stay on the program because what happens is Calitrin restarts your body's ability to make its own collagen. It has it as its major ingredient, protein your body needs. We stop making it when we're in our 20s, so we will build up from the decline, and then your body, as it makes it, helps to kick the fat out and return your younger, youthful figure, healthy, lean muscle. It's all good. Taking collagen and calitrin together, stimulating your body. Toploss.com is the place to go to get this product, to lose the weight, and to keep it off. They recommend 4 or 5 months. You get $10 off every bottle. One bottle represents 1 month. When you go to toploss.com and you use the code DJV. So do what so many other listeners to this program have done. Get on the Calitrin program, the healthy way to lose weight. At toploss.com, use the code DJV, if you please, 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Casey Musgraves, who's in the midst of her Oh What a World tour, too. And now she's revealed she has a new live album on the way. How many people here are fans of Casey Musgraves? Raise your hand, please. Jen, Daria?
I like her. Yeah. I thought she had a little bit of an attitude, but maybe I'm all wrong about her. I don't know.
I like her a lot, regardless of the attitude. So.
Yeah.
I just don't know anything about her, but I like this song. She's got a cool voice.
There you go. So, one fan requested a live album, Oh What a World, from the Oh What a World tour via Twitter. And Musgraves hinted that the project's already underway, working on it, winning. A live project will follow her Grammy-winning album of the year, last year's Golden Hour. Casey Musgraves currently on the second leg of her world tour. She performed Tuesday at Red Rock Amphitheater in Colorado. There's a lot of people that have had great, great results of being there. Several festival dates, Newport Folk Fest. Let's see, she's doing a Lollapalooza, right? And Outside Lands as well. She'll spend the majority of her summer and early fall on the road as part of this tour. As a matter of fact, in August, she's going to be recognized by the Academy of Country Music Awards during their 13th annual ACM Honor Ceremony in Nashville. She'll be honored with the ACM Jim Reeves International Award for her contributions to country music around the world. See, I don't sense, she doesn't sound like country to me. She sounds like,
right. She's got that poppy sound.
Yeah,
well, this song is much poppier, but it's funny that people say that because to me she's much closer to like Dolly Parton country. I mean, she plays with a big band, she's got steel guitar, she's all, you know, mandolin, she's got all the classic kind of country instruments. And yeah, she has a country accent, so I don't know. She just doesn't write
Swift
about.
She's kind of like Swift.
Swift is meaning much poppier to me. I don't know. Yeah. I don't ever think of Taylor Swift's lyrics as really being that country, but
no.
I don't know. She writes a different kind of country, not about tractors and beer and stuff like that.
Damn. No tractors? Who wants that?
No whiskey. What a shame.
I don't care about whiskey
really
and beer.
They're missing the boat on the country.
Care about tractors, that's for sure. 26 at the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug, Now focusing on John Pardee. Hayes catcher, yeah, for sure. He, George Strait, interestingly, sang about romantic restlessness in his show-closing signature song, The Cowboy Rides Away. But John Pardee upends that idea with his new song, Ain't Always the Cowboy. It's the latest taste of his upcoming album, Heartache Medication, following the release of the title track. Here it is. Let's listen for a bit. Ain't always the cowboy.
I've never seen over from this side. Never heard lonely get this quiet. Still, I can't keep from smiling.
She talked like this too.
That girl can fly.
I imagine.
Yeah. He's on the road this summer with Dierks
Isn't
Bentley.
Isn't he from California though?
John Pardee. If he is,
yeah,
he should be singing like that.
Yeah.
If he's from Southern California, he might be okay. He and Dierks Bentley.
He sounds like he's like from the deepest, darkest parts of the
right.
South.
Bakersfield. He's launching his headlining Heartache Meditation Tour with Riley Green in October, with back-to-back shows at Nashville as well in the Ryman Auditorium. Heartache Medication is Pardee's first album in 3 years. Follows up his California Sunrise from back in 2016. Heartache Medication will arrive for your benefit. You're listening at Dancing Pleasure on September 27th. That's the story from the John Pardee corner of the DJV program at 28 past the hour.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour, we learn former special counsel Robert Mueller agrees to testify before Congress on July 17th. He will sit before the House Intelligence and Judiciary Committees and answer questions about the Russia investigation. In other news, a huge insult lodged at President Trump by leaders in Iran who say the White House is afflicted with mental retardation. This after President Trump imposes brand new sanctions. An update now on the situation in Venezuela.
Special Representative for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, says Maduro spent $209 million for an air defense system from Russia this week. President Trump has ordered additional humanitarian aid for Venezuela.
The USNS Comfort hospital ship and will dock at a number of ports to bring medical care to Venezuelan refugees and local residents.
I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Let's get right back to it. Wednesday, middle of the work week, June the 26th is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen, along with these streaming beauties, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Yes, they're here to stream down the old mill stream. In a moment, I'm going to talk to you about a man who's not very smart. But first, snakes in the news. Victoria likes spiders and snakes, apparently.
No, I don't. Here's a story that will really creep you out. Really? So if you live in a state where snakes are prevalent, wildlife officials have issued what I have considered to be the most bizarre warning that I think I've ever read. However, it is real. If you have a pool and you have, you know, those noodles, that the foam noodles that you can kind of wrap around yourself.
Don't do that to me.
Okay. So if you have a pool
already,
and you have
grossed
a
out. I haven't even gotten to the best part yet.
I already have anxiety problems. What's going on?
Well, okay. So if you get into a pool and there's a noodle, you might want to check to see if a snake is living inside the
real
noodle. Because there are reports. Initially, the first report came from Arizona, and a family had kept their pool noodles, multiple ones, against the wall next to their pool, and then they found that a family of rattlesnakes were living in the noodles. And so, yes, this is an entire family of rattlesnakes living in the noodles.
Where is this?
That started in Arizona. Now it turns out that wildlife experts are saying, and officials are saying, if you live in a state, then you could be anywhere. You could be in California. You could be in New Jersey. My parents have a lot of snakes because they live in kind of like a little bit of a swampy area. So my mom's freaked out because they've got snakes on the terrace. So if you live anywhere where snakes are, which snakes are in most states, be very, very cautious about leaving your pool noodles out, because essentially the wildlife experts are saying pool noodles look like the most perfect home base for snakes. They slither right into the middle of the noodle, and it would be a pretty horrific shock if you pick up the noodle and a snake is
especially
in the middle
if it's
of it.
Dark. If you're in the pool and you're naked,
if you're at
and
night,
it's dark.
Oh. Yeah, no nighttime swimming with a noodle because you never know what's in there. But even rattlesnakes, which, you know, you don't think of being anywhere near water, but rattlesnakes have been reported in several states, New Mexico, Arizona, and I think Nevada. They've been, families have called the police not knowing what to do, and they found rattlesnakes in the pool noodles. So just be extremely careful, and just know that where you store your noodle is very, very important, or your noodles, because you might have some unwanted guests. I can't even imagine. I'm not a snake fan at all. So
I like spiders and snakes. Yeah. All right. So
spiders don't bother me nearly as much as snakes do.
So here's a good one for you to add to that. I'm even thinking about telling a story on the air. Yesterday on the farm, we were working on a hay wagon, and we needed to structurally reinforce it. So I bought some channel iron that has hole. It has a hollow center. And so we picked up one of them, and Sneaker had to cut it to make it shorter with a torch. So he's cutting away, and what happens there is a snake in the middle of it.
Oh.
There was one snake, now there are two because of the torch. Anyway, you feel sorry for the snake?
Well, it depends what kind of snake it is.
Didn't do a taste test. No, we don't have any snakes. The East Coast doesn't have many snakes that'll hurt you. They're mostly garter snakes.
It's mostly just gross, the idea of cutting a snake in half. Look, I have a very specific memory, because we would just get black snakes in our backyard or garden snakes. They don't do anything to you. And,
garter snakes, no. They don't
no, and one of...
They're good for the soil, actually. They're good for a lot of...
They'll eat all the little rats and stuff that are coming around.
Right.
But my neighbor found one, and his wife was freaking out, and he took it in the middle of the street and cut it up with a garden hoe, and that was really disgusting. And I was a little kid, and so I don't like it when that happens.
All right.
Well, would you want one in your pool noodle?
I mean, no, but I
you
don't.
You want to go swimming with one?
I don't have a pool, so it won't bother me.
Time for you to move to a place that has a pool, so you can have a noodle and maybe a snake at the same time. It's time for a move, there, Kara. Move up in the world, up, up, up and away. Here's a fellow moving up in the world. This is a local yokel story. Man from Natick, Massachusetts, arrested, charged with assault with a dangerous weapon. Police say he waved a BB gun in front of them inside the Walmart. The man's name was Kumar Sabe. Charged with disorderly conduct, he came into the store. He was irrational. He'd bought the BB gun in there and tried to return it. And they told him he couldn't return it, so he pointed it at the people at the register and said, "You better take this gun back." So as all good Walmart people do, they call the police. Police came in, and they neutralized the situation. Nobody was injured. Imagine. I don't get... You can buy guns, I guess, at Walmart, right?
I think it depends on the state that you live in.
Really? This guy's in a state that has a jail. It's got bars around it. Speaking of Massachusetts, yesterday we were talking about that horrible incident that took place in New Hampshire where seven bikers, motorcyclists, were killed in one fell swoop. A fellow that was an immigrant from the Ukraine had just gotten a license to drive a truck that was carrying cars, lost control, and it seems... that as you look into all of these things, you've heard the story now, it's a national story. The head of the Registry of Motor Vehicles resigned last night because it appears that she or somebody on her staff approved a license for this guy when he was, he's got all kinds of drunken driving, disorderly conduct stuff. I mean, this is a bad dude. And he never should have been given the upgraded license, but was because of something that fell through the cracks. So she took the hit. I don't know that she did it, but that's the way it works. All that stuff runs up, rolls uphill, and you got to get rid of people. Somebody's got to go, and so she's gone. Not that she was any great shakes anyway, but that shows you how important this is. That sort of thing is something that needs a lot of scrutiny, and it didn't get it. So, but again, seven people dead for no reason. These people are dead for no good reason. And that's what always, I think that's what shakes me up, gives me the willies. That these sorts of things can happen at any time, any place, to anybody. And you just don't know. So you live your life to the fullest, and you enjoy each day, love your family, be good to animals, whatever it is. How many of us actually think like that? Not as many. I don't mean, I'm not being fatalistic, but you don't know what can happen or what would happen or what may happen. So take a deep breath. And if you're a beautician, you especially should love the day today because beauticians are celebrating. Those of you who don't know what a beautician is, sort of a cosmetologist, works in a wide variety of fields. You girls all get work done, right, by beauticians? Maybe a facial?
Lots of work.
Lots of work.
Well, I didn't mean it like that.
I know.
No, but don't you get facials and stuff?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Like that? Yeah, okay, so.
Hair is important. That's right. That's super important.
Getting hair off your face, you mean? Nose?
No.
Getting your hair
did. You got to go get your hair did.
Yeah, highlights, all that.
What about getting rid of hair that you don't want on your face or any place?
I so want to do dermaplaning. That's my next thing that I'm going to try.
What is it? What's that?
It's basically like a razor blade facial, and it takes off all like the peach fuzz on your face.
Yeah. Well, so, it scrapes the old dead skin off, too, right?
It does, yeah. Yeah, it does both. So it gets rid of all of like the peach fuzz, and then so your moisturizer
grows back
better. And yeah, but it doesn't grow back thicker. That's a myth. It eventually will come back, but it's, you know, you get rid of all that and everything just sits better on your face when you wear makeup.
Yeah. I've had that. When I've had a facial, they scrape the old skin, scale the skin off your face. I've had it done. Among other things, beauticians, maybe hairstylists, manicurists, pedicurists, skincare, cosmetic experts, electrologists. Sounds like they work in the house. They are consultants who give beauty advice. They work their magic to make you look and feel much better. And it's a nice way to get. Did you on your vacation? Did you have any of this done to your anything, your body?
No,
Jennifer?
Did not. Did
no.
not. Think, you know.
No. All right. Well, I
would have.
Yeah, that would be kind of interesting. All right. In this portion of the program, we either talk about sports or the weather. You know, weather and traffic together on the fours. There are a lot of Midwestern cities that face a real serious rain and storm problem. We had rain here yesterday, and it came from a big storm that started in Texas. But there's another one coming up, and we'll end up probably in Pennsylvania today. What do we have? Two tornadoes in West Virginia, I think, yesterday. What did you see for weather, Kara, down in the nation's capital, that vicinity?
It was beautiful here yesterday.
Was
I think
it?
We had a little bit of rain,
it's a
but
storm
it was
today.
Yeah, it was sunny and not that humid, so I can't complain. It was really nice.
Yeah. It was the problem was in the Atlanta area, so it's moving.
They
in
have
that
been calling for
direction.
Storms lately. They called for really big storms over the weekend, but they were further south of us in Virginia.
Yeah. What about New Jersey? Victoria, what's going on there?
Storms yesterday morning during the show. It was really bad, and then it kind of cleared up, and today it's supposed to be 83 and sunny and beautiful.
Mm-hmm. See what you missed yesterday by not being here, Jennifer? All this exciting weather. Yeah,
I know.
Big time stuff. All right, is there anything new on the, I sort of am skirting through some of the sports stories, and I see more attention given to the ladies, or is it just one lady? The soccer, this lady, Megan, is it Rapinoe?
Rapinoe, yeah.
Yeah.
She's
co-captain.
Yeah. Yeah. She's the one who scored the two goals against Spain.
Right. What's she so angry about? Seems always looks angry, sounds angry.
I guarantee you never actually heard her talk. But
yeah.
Look, she's been kneeling occasionally on the sideline when the anthem plays, and So Trump has been giving her stuff for that, and now she says she won't go to the White House. I think it's both of them. But look, I mean, she's protesting things that she doesn't like in the country. She's gay, so she's not super happy with things that are going on that concern the LGBT community. I don't know. But she's doing an amazing job for the women's soccer team, and
she's a great
that's
captain.
What I'm paying
she's
attention
a heck
to.
Of a leader.
I don't blame her for being angry. I think there are some things that are going on that ought not to be going on in terms of diversity and prejudice and stuff like that. I think there's room for some commentary there.
Yeah, and back to the soccer. We've got an uphill battle on Friday. We play France in Paris, and it's going to be a crazy crowd, and that's. It's going to be a tough match, so hopefully we can prevail.
Yeah. All right, Jen, television time. What do
television
we have? We've
time.
All agreed, by the way, over the last 2 days you haven't been here. You're vacationing, that the television world basically sucks at the moment.
Yeah, it's been like
there's
zero.
There's lots to talk about, though. The series finale. Yeah. Tonight of The Amazing Race happens. It's all on the line, and they're in Detroit. So CBS season finale, The Amazing Race at 8 o'clock. And don't forget, Hulu releases a new episode of The Handmaid's Tale tonight, every single Wednesday. The big story, I think, tonight will be the debates, which will be held on NBC. You'll get a full night on NBC of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary debate. MasterChef is new on Fox tonight, along with Spin the Wheel. iZombie is new on the CW in the
iZombie, what's that about?
Mm-hmm. Have no idea, but that's at 8 o'clock on the CW. You can check it out. And before, on ABC, Holy Moly is new tonight. That's at 8 o'clock. That's that golf show where 12 contestants are facing off against each other. Celebrities intervene.
That looked like a kind of a phony baloney, almost a movie set. The guy who's doing commentary is a movie star. I can't remember his name.
Is that the mini golf show?
Yeah.
That's Rob Riggle, right?
Yeah, it's produced by Seth Curry. I used to watch Wipeout all the time. I think it looks great. I can't wait to watch it and see people make fools of themselves. Oh, it is silly.
People
mini golf and they get like slammed into walls and stuff, which I think looks great.
There's also a new episode of Big Brother on tonight. So see, it won't be all destitute. There'll be some good stuff.
All right. That's the second episode of City on the Hill. You catch that on Showtime, I guess. It's time for us to help people who need to help themselves when it comes to lack of energy, being able to tackle everyday tasks. A lot of the commercial, a lot of the messages, a lot of the stories that I bring you are aimed at helping you make your life better. People listen to this program and they sort of search us out when they want to have you hear their message of benefits of things like testosterone. There are a lot of men and women who see and hear and feel the difference using a product like Nugenix. You've seen a lot of this. This product seems to have come from nowhere. We started talking about it, 3 months ago or so, 3 or 4 months ago, and now you see it being promoted all over the place because it works so well for men who need to boost their testosterone. I don't have to leave it to your imagination to understand, ladies, what that means in the lovemaking department. And so if you are looking for a way to get more energy in a general sense, and then more in a specific sense, perhaps you might find it an award or reward by texting FORCE to 321321. Therefore, you'll get, when you do that, a complimentary bottle, a free bottle of this product, which already has won major awards for the results people get in energy, lean muscle mass, libido, all that stuff. So text FORCE to 321321 for a free bottle of Nugenix. Take advantage of this opportunity right now from the DJV program. One free bottle of Nugenix. Text FORCE to 321321. 10 before the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Here's some information you can't refuse on Tech Talk. Tech Talk Top 53 past the hour. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen to focus on a couple of items that are of interest and import to you. According to Victoria's research, Amazon Prime Day is going to take on a different face, it would appear. Yes?
Yes. It's actually Amazon Prime Day will return for the fifth time next month. And this time, this year, it will actually be 2 days, so it should be Amazon Prime Days. Amazon announced that Prime Day this year will start at midnight on Monday, July 15th, and run for 48 hours. Last year, Prime Day lasted 36 hours, which was longer than in the years prior, but it made so much money for Amazon, it's crazy. This year, they say that the two-day event will include more than 1 million deals around the world.
Wow.
With steep discounts on all Alexa-enabled devices. Now, the deals are just sort of too many to list, but this is Amazon actually started Prime Day in July of 2015 to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the company, and since then it's just taken off. People seem to it's like Black Friday in July. It really is just insane. 100 million people around the world use Amazon Prime, or use Amazon and are Prime members, and so Prime Day serves a longer-term importance to Amazon. It drives new members to its site, and of course, it to its membership, which is $119 annual. That's the annual fee. And that gives you free shipping. And it also, of course, gives you discounts on Whole Foods. And you'll see lots and lots of companies and products being advertised during this. And this is interesting because we've been talking about Walmart and Target upping the ante with their free delivery and same-day delivery. And it turns out Amazon's responding to this because they've been competing with Amazon. Amazon is acknowledging they have to compete with Walmart and Target, too. And so that's the reason they say that they've upped this to 2 days. And so they've also expanded their free next day delivery for that's going to be on more than 10 million products for Prime members. And this is going to be, this is also the first Prime Day in which free one-day shipping will be available with no minimum purchase amount. So that's going to also help save some money. Some of the products from Prime Day are already on sale. The Toshiba TVs right now that are, that have Amazon Fire installed on them. We just talked about that a couple days ago. Those are already on sale. You can get some really great deals if you're looking for a new TV, especially the 55-inch TVs, the Toshibas. Those are on sale now. And
so
Amazon says that they're going to launch a lot of new products during Prime Day, and you'll see, we'll be hearing a lot more about what will be available. They say last year it was so successful, they called it the biggest global shopping event ever.
Wow.
So with 2 days of Prime Days this year, I'm sure it's going to double that.
Well,
so.
About them. Yep.
Yep. But you can, hey, you know what? Stock up. You can get some great deals on things. Mm-hmm. So we'll keep you posted as we get closer to July 15th.
Avengers Endgame getting a re-release with more content this time.
The Geek Out.
Just when you thought you'd had enough of Avengers Endgame, well, just hold on a gosh darn minute. Despite already raking in almost $3 billion in global ticket sales, Marvel has announced that Blockbuster isn't done and will be re-released in theaters with an additional 7 minutes of post-credit content that wasn't in the version you've seen at least once, if not 11 times. What that extra content will be wasn't revealed, but there are several reports. One part is a tribute to the late, great Stan Lee. And at the time of this recording, the release date wasn't clear, although it could be as soon as this week. But don't worry, if you're not up for going back to the theater, Avengers Endgame will be streaming exclusively on the new Disney Plus service starting on December 11th.
Hop into the all-new Greater Than Ever Corolla, now with a redesigned sporty exterior. The Toyota Safety Sense 2.0 comes standard with advanced tech safety features, bringing peace of mind to every drive. Go to toyota.com/testmiles for details.
All right, back here in the focus now is Airbnb. What are they doing?
Well, just in time for the summer vacation season, Airbnb is expanding its rental options to include some of the priciest and most luxurious accommodations on the planet. That's how it's being marketed. It's called Airbnb Lux, and it's designed for customers interested in spending more than $1,000 a night on massive private homes with scenic views, top-of-the-line amenities. This new tier of Airbnb launches with more than 2,000 hand-picked homes around the world. Each one has to pass a bunch of different evaluations that Airbnb has. They have 300-plus criteria to meet standards in design and function. All these Lux houses must have elevated design standards, and they have to have premium materials and finishes. They have to have chef-grade appliances, and they have to have a bathroom for every bedroom. So if you want some ensuite experiences, that's what you're going to get. Airbnb Lux, also, they have 24-hour concierge services and all kinds of stuff. So if you want to up the ante for summer vacation, go to Airbnb Lux.
B-A-C-A-T-I-O-N, 59 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.